This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Good morning and welcome to Coffee at KYUK. I'm your host, Matthew Hunter. Joining me today is Bethel's new police chief, Jeffrey Kirkham. He's here to introduce himself to the community, share a bit about his background, and talk about his goals for public safety. And here in Bethel, Chief Kirkham, welcome to KYUK. It's great to have you here. How are you doing?
Good morning, Bethel, Alaska.
For sure. And could you start by telling us a little about yourself, where you're from, and what led you to a career in law enforcement?
So this is actually my 41st year in law enforcement.
Wow. 41 years.
Yeah. So I started out in 1985, and my entire career was in Arizona. Immigrated from Colorado, so I have a little bit of the cold, but not quite this cold.
For sure. Yeah. It's comparing Arizona here, yeah, it's quite different landscapes, very different temperatures, and it's different overall. Again, welcome to Bethel. You've been here since March. How is it going for you so far?
Good. The department was in a reorganization, and last night the city council approved a plan that I presented to kind of mirror both police and fire as the public safety director. So each branch of police and fire will have a deputy chief over those organizations.
Okay. What drew you to Bethel, and what made you want to take on the role of police chief here?
So with my background, I was chief of police in Nogales, and that community is 95% Hispanic. Mm-hmm. I was one of three Anglos on the police department, and I learned a lot with that and valued their culture and worked closely with them to improve that organization. So that when I left, there were a lot of things in place, and I still today get calls from people from down there about what I'm doing, and in some cases they wish I'd come back.
For sure.
So.
And you said Anglo. What is an Anglo?
So a Caucasian.
Oh, okay, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's
yeah. I didn't know that.
There.
All right. And how has your first impression of Bethel and its people been so far?
So the people here have been very friendly, and I attended the Calicarac, is that correct?
I'm sorry?
Pronunciation, Calicarac. It was a cultural training.
Oh, okay.
So a cultural training that they had at the Moravian Church, and that particular thing was the first time a police chief had ever attended that.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you guys do over there in the training?
So they had the elders from the area, from all the villages, and the training had to do with an introduction of your culture for the Yupik people and what is meaningful to them and what we can do to work together to solve problems that are going on in the community. Mm-hmm. And I think that the reason why I attended that is because not only myself, but my officers need to understand the community that they serve and be able to understand the cultural differences that they may encounter when they go to calls, and recognize the differences and be able to deal with people on that level with their culture.
For sure. And can you share a bit about your previous law enforcement experience before coming to Bethel?
So I did. I started out with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, was there as a volunteer deputy, worked late patrol and the regular patrol beats. I went from there to the city of Mesa, which when I started there had 400 officers, and when I left it had 1,200.
Oh, wow.
So it was a big expansion for that city. Mm-hmm. It has pretty much 500,000 people now. And I retired from there, went to the Pinal County Sheriff's as their chief deputy, was there for a short while, and then I went down to Nogales as the chief.
Mm-hmm.
I did a short time after Nogales to Arizona Post, which is like the APSC here that oversees law enforcement. Was there for several years, and then I went to a town called Apache Junction, which was a community of 51,000, where
wow.
I was a commander over operations there, and retired from there. Worked one little short stint with the Gila River Indian community as a gaming commissioner. And then I looked at the law enforcement opportunity in Bethel, and I was actually going to come up here as an officer, And the chief at the time looked at my background and my experience in the areas that I had, and I was hired as the deputy chief here.
For sure. Again, congratulations on that. What are some lessons or values from your past work that you hope to bring to this department?
Well, first thing is to police with compassion. Mm-hmm. So understand the community and try to work with various organizations within that. And I've already started doing that with a number of organizations here and working closely on coalitions, because there's some issues here. And it's unfortunate that we have a high rate of suicide and alcoholism and those kind of things. And so we're working on a coalition-type basis with all the community organizations to work together to try to work on those things.
That's great to hear, for sure. What are some of your top priorities as the new police chief?
Well, community policing is one of my top priorities, so mm-hmm. outreach is actually very important with that, and I'm doing a lot of that outreach. My officers are out there attending and events as much as possible to get out there. Mm-hmm. The city council last night, they commented that one of our officers attended a funeral. I've attended a funeral because we need to show that we have compassion in our law enforcement and that we are part of the community and we are willing to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's those small things, yeah. For sure. How do you plan to strengthen trust and communication between the police department and the community?
Well, there and again, this first part where I went to that training is to open up those doors and say, you know, our officers are going to go through all of this same training so that they can see that we're not just coming up here, because there is, you know, the way the officers come up here, they're not all living here full time, even though they spend a lot of time here. Mm-hmm. It's a two on, two off type situation. But even with that, the officers that are here that doing the two on, two off are involved in those events and things that go on here. The one that went to a funeral is a two on, two off. So those same people that are here for two on are doing things with the community, because mm-hmm. that is their primary focus here, and that's what we're involved with. And my direction is to get people involved in all these community activities that are important to the cultural basis of this community.
For sure. And public safety, you know, it's always a big topic. What are some of the key challenges have you seen here in Bethel, and how do you plan to address them?
Well, the challenge is we have a lot of alcohol abuse, and so working with our partners within the state to see what we can do for education, what we can do with treatment facilities or grants to get treatment, those kind of things, it's not just a law enforcement problem. We don't want to go out there and just simply arrest people because there's things that they may do wrong, because that doesn't solve the problem. And you really got to work with providers to see what we can do to get people into treatment for things.
For sure. Thank you for that. Are there any programs or initiatives you'd like to see implemented or improved under your leadership?
I would like to see, you know, some programs more related to what we're working on with the police department. Starting this spring, we'll be working on a cadet program where the youth will have the opportunity to go through some training and classes with the police department and work with the officers so that they can see that there may be a career for them locally here, and provide them that avenue that they can have a career in law enforcement, providing they do certain things as they go through it.
For sure. Would you like to touch more on that? Is it something that's going to be coming up in the next...
In the spring, we're going to be starting that. We'll have enough staffing by then, I believe, and we'll have a school resource officer in place, we hope. They will be heavily involved in our cadet program, which is... It's used to be called an Explorer program nationwide, but we're going to call it the Cadet Program. And it provides some, you know, law enforcement skills, law enforcement training. There's events that you go to as a group and participate in things, so they can see that it might be a career field that they would be interested in.
For sure.
And because it's difficult to break into that if the family has a negative outlook on law enforcement, and we're trying to get the youth to see that law enforcement is not something they're to be afraid of, but we want to be a cooperative part of the community.
For sure. And for this cadet program in the spring, What would be the age limit for the cadet program?
So you'd start off at junior high level and work up through graduation to high school.
For sure. And if people would like to get more information on that, you know, our listeners, if you have a junior high kid or older, and if they want to get into the cadet program, you know, if they're interested, how can they reach out to
the police? So we'll be advertising that after the around March.
Okay.
And we'll be taking applications for people that want to look at that. And so we'll be going to the high schools in our outreach program.
Okay.
And we'll put flyers out and information with that. That we'll have those available for youth during, and then there'll be summer projects that they'll work on.
All right, for sure. Moving to community and team, how do you plan to support and develop your officers and staff within the department?
Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, how do you plan to support and develop your officers and staff within the department?
So we're already looking at that. We just promoted 3 new sergeants, officers to sergeant level, and so we're going to be sending them to supervisory training.
Okay.
And along with that, there'll be officers that will be attending mandatory courses for supervision, mandatory courses for dealing with community policing, and then also we'll be looking at sending our dispatch personnel to a certification type training.
Okay.
So across the board, they'll have a certificate that says they've been through a training course that is recognized by the state.
Mm-hmm, for sure. What role do you think community members can play in helping make Bethel a safer place?
Well, we'd appreciate that if they see something, say something, because even the smallest thing can lead to solving some issues that take place in the community. Oftentimes, just a tip is something that we need to be able to solve a crime, or looking at information if they want to have their information on how to secure their property or things like that, we can have officers come out and help them with that.
For sure. And if they would like to make a tip, who can they call?
They can call our main line, 3781.
Okay, 543-3781. Yes, okay, yes. For sure. For those listening who might not often interact with law enforcement, what's one thing you'd like them to know about you or your department?
Our officers are out here to help. We're not out here. There's difference between the law, what's a right and what's a privilege. Sometimes those get intermixed, and while there's laws that we have to enforce, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're not going to look at the overall thing and do the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
We're not out there to go and break up families or do those kind of things. If the law requires us to make an arrest, we have to make an arrest. The prosecution part is on the district attorney, but we want to make sure that the community understands that if they have a problem, we're there to help them to solve that problem. We don't go out there every day just to go, we want to arrest somebody. That's not what we do. We're out there to make sure that everybody has the freedom to do what they need to do, live in their life their own way, and go to a job and feel safe in their homes and in their community.
For sure. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the community as you step into this new role?
I would encourage anybody in the community that has an event to let us know, because I'm open to attending events and meeting the community. I've done a lot so far, but there's a whole lot more work to do.
For sure. And finally, what's something about you outside of the badge? Any hobbies or interests that help you unwind after work?
Well, right now I'm doing some paint by numbers.
Okay. Well, what is paint by numbers?
So they're canvas portraits that you paint, kind of like an oil painting.
Okay.
And it kind of relaxes me to, you know, fill in the numbers with painting. So
okay, for sure.
Kind of a new hobby. But,
okay, it sounds fun and time consuming, yeah, for sure. Anything else that you'd like to add about the Bethel Police Department? You know, you're stepping into this new role, and you're kind of new to Bethel. You said you came in March.
Right.
Anything else that you'd like to, you know, add?
I'm over the fire department as well as the director of public safety. Mm. So mm-hmm. any issues with the fire department or things we can work on, and we're also doing that with the fire department with the new structure and making sure that our fire service is helping the community in the way that it needs to be as well.
For sure. Thank you for your time, Jeffrey, for coming on to Coffee here at KYUK.
Thank you.
Congratulations on Jeffrey Kirkham. He is the new Bethel Police Chief here at the Bethel Police Department. Speaking to him about him, his new role, and the community is KYUK's Matthew Hunter.
This is Coffee at KYUK.